This is Radio Kate at the Bletchley Park reunion, and with me is Freddie Wallace. He didn't actually work at Bletchley Park as such, but was at one of the outstations in Egypt, I hear.
That's right, in a place called Sidibish, which was on the outskirts of Alexandria.
And what were you doing out there?
Originally, the unit, which was Special Communications Unit Number 4, MERS, Middle East Radio Security, had been based outside of Cairo, and then the Nile flooded and they were moved to Alexandria to be near the Navy.
And the sort of things that you were doing, were you feeding into Bletchley?
I arrived just as the war had ended, but of course the major job that they had done, I believe, with still people there who had been doing it, had been to supply information on the supply to the Germans from Italy, so the ships bringing the supplies could be sunk. The Germans thought it was spies in the Italian Admiralty, and in fact it was people listening to what they were saying in code, but nevertheless and the British learned what they were doing and when the ships were sailing, so they could be sunk.
And can you talk me through an average day that you might have had?
Well, I didn't do any of that. I looked after money because lots of people went up on special duty. Very active in Palestine. You realised years afterwards how complicated it all was, because we had to get our money from sources that really couldn't be traced. So we had bank accounts in all sorts of banks. So one of my jobs was to get the money and in the right sort of currency, and so no one would ever trace it back to any particular, because it's an easy way of tracing what people are doing with the currency they use. So it was very complicated, and one never really knew why you were doing it. And until afterwards, that you then began to put two and two together.
So, I mean, some of the veterans I've been talking to who worked here in Bletchley said it was all very secret, and they didn't really know the importance of what they were doing. Is that the same for you?
Exactly, yes. And things you send back to the UK, I would do the envelope, but never know what was put in the envelope, and the people who did the contents never knew where it went. So it was a very clever system, I think.
So at what point did you find out, at what point did you join the dots and work out what was going on?
You began to read often false accounts. I don't think we've ever learned the truth of things that happened in the Middle East in the 1940s and 50s. People still try to tell you something different, not necessarily the British, but other countries try to tell you something different quite happened, and it didn't. And I suppose that's one of the troubles today with the world as it is. You can't understand other people's attitudes, and I suppose in those years we were seeing the beginning of terrorism. It was starting in the Middle East in the early 1950s, the end of the 40s. I think that's when modern terrorism started. People had learned from the Germans what they did in Germany and the particularly Eastern Europe, and then wanted to do it to other people. And they're still trying to do the same now, except it's different countries, different people.
I'm looking, you've got a couple of splendid brooches on. Can you talk me through what those are?
One, it says that I served in an outpost, and the other one is, I suppose really is the equivalent of a campaign medal, which I suppose everyone got last year, suddenly. The problem being, of course, when we were doing it and demobilised, we supposed not to have existed. So it's taken a long time. So we're all in our 80s. And wonderful to listen this morning to someone who probably in his 90s telling us what he did here, which we wouldn't have known anything about at all.
I mean, how strange is it to know that you were a part of something so important and yet not being able to talk about it for so many years?
Well, there are a lot of people who today are doing the same sort of thing. And we won't know what they're doing. They perhaps won't know exactly what they're doing. And it will be our grandchildren who will learn about it.
Finally get to put the pieces together, I suppose.
That's right, yes.
And how does it feel to be back here on a reunion day?
Lovely to come and meet people who have done the same sort of job, who wouldn't have had any idea. You know, I've been going to reunion since 1947 when we were home on leave. That particular reunion is finished because there are only three of us left, and strangely I'm the only one walking. So we've become part of the bigger one at Bletchley Park, and time tells.